This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ben, last time we had Dimes from Mavs Gaming in the house, it was a huge success. People were very excited to hear from him. It was also the day that Dez came in, so it was just a really magical day in general. Mm-hmm. Well, we've decided to triple down on that because not only is Dimes back in the building. Hello, Dimes. How
hey,
the heck are you?
What's going on? Thanks for having me.
He's back, and he's brought a couple teammates with him, so we'll let you do the honor, Dimes. Who have you rolled in here with today?
Well, we have rolled in with our fifth pick, my center, PB Ballin. His name is Peter Mallon. And also our 14th pick, Mo Mustafa Saab, who was the shooting guard of the team.
All right. That's nice.
Okay, I'm curious about this. Now, we're talking 2K, right? So you're saying by position. So I want to make sure I understand this. Guys create their own character and then play with that character and then get drafted as that character?
Yes, yes. So, excuse me, you create your own avatar, which is the cool part about it. So it's 5v5, just like regular NBA, just like the real NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And I control, like I'm the point guard. So I'm the point guard. Pete is the center. So we then have Mo, who's our shooting guard, and two other players. So we're playing 5v5 versus other real NBA teams. So like the Warriors have a team, the Cavs have a team, and we're playing against those. But the cool part about it is that you aren't playing with Mavericks players. You aren't playing with any NBA players. You're playing with yourself. So you can actually take your phone and face scan your face, and it takes up all your facial hair and everything, and you can put that on your created player. And then that's who you're playing with. So you're really playing with yourself in the game.
But you do it with your face. You have, like, to be a pro like you guys. Like, my kids do it. I do it. We just create whatever crazy look we want. But to be a part of the real league, it has to be your face?
It doesn't have to be your face, but you can make it your
face. Okay, you can make it your face.
Yeah.
So, Mo, let's just start with you. So,
what's up?
If when it came down to creating your guy, you decided to create a two guard.
I can play either position, so we went
we got a little issue to get into. Is there enough? But see, really, Pete, a real Maverick thing going on here.
Pete is the tallest, so I thought you got stuck with being a center. Like, are you the tallest dude on the team, and that's why you're the center?
I'm actually not the tallest player on the team.
Okay,
Grant is around 6'4".
And what does he play?
He plays center also.
See,
okay. But I want to go, Mo. I want to go back to you because I think there's something here. So, when you had designed your player, if you just had happened to make yourself a small forward or a power forward, or you may not even be on this team, you just chose shooting guard and it worked out?
Well, I started off the year as a point guard. And then, you know, coming into this team, we already have the number one pick.
I really feel like you want to be the point guard of this team.
He's acquiescing to Dimes.
That's right.
You have
a superstar.
So, you know, at the two guard, though, he has more trouble than I do. I don't have the lock on me, so there's a archetype that's like a pure lock, you know, like like a Patrick Beverly that goes on him, and I get another defender who doesn't have as good as attributes to guard me, so I get to, you know, go off, and he's stuck over there with a lock holding his hand.
Yeah, I just stand there. I just stay on 0 points, and the defender just guards me all game. And the crazy part about it is, like, which I don't understand, right? So you have Kawhi Leonard, right? And you put him on, let's just say, Stephen Curry, you know, and then you're just sitting there watching Kevin Durant go off. Like, you're not going to switch, like, why? You're not going to then, like, at least try to make Stephen Curry score at all. So they just leave him on me the whole game.
They don't ever leave you.
They never leave me. I can have 0 points, 0 shots, 0 everything, and they still stay on me.
I'm having a fun time.
And he's scoring 50. He scored 50, and they just watch. Like, I'm going to just watch the show, too.
Okay. That's the classic thing where you make the players around you better just by your mere presence.
Yeah,
right?
Crazy. Exactly. So I see. So, Mo, there's no drama. You're like, this is gravy. I love this. This is a great setup.
Exactly. They picked me number 14 to come play any position they wanted me to play, and I'm willing to do that. So as long as we're succeeding as a team, I'm with it.
Okay. Well, then let's get back over here to Pete, because as we know, it is a guard-dominated world. So does it suck being a center? Like, do you get enough touches? Are you upset with these guys? What's the deal here?
I wouldn't say I'm upset with these guys. The main reason I chose to go center in the first place is because of the defensive responsibility that comes with it. And I feel like center kind of gives you the leadership type of role, which I really believe that I have in myself. So maybe I'm not as in a big role as these other players that I'm with, but my vocal leadership and the skills I possess outside of being a center, I think, is one of the biggest important things I bring to the team.
It's kind of Tyson Chandler-ish, man.
It really is. It really is. All right.
Defensive player of the year, Tyson.
Yeah. Yes. I want to go back to the Mo well.
Okay.
I want to explore. I think there's, things to explore there. So, how old are you, Mo?
I'm 18.
Walk us through
Look
the
at
conversation.
That beard at 18.
Yeah, you're
Lord
jeans.
Have mercy.
It's God, it's the jeans.
I wish I would have had that beard.
He had a beard at 13, didn't he?
Okay, so, 15. And where are you from, Mo?
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, Cleveland. Oh, wow. Just, yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
Now.
Is that why you drafted him?
You know, that's part of it.
Okay.
That's part of it.
Okay. If people don't remember, Dimes is also from there.
Yeah. So, can you walk us through the conversation you had with your parents when you said, hey, you know how you guys told me to get off the sticks and quit playing so much video games? I just got drafted. Can you walk us through that story?
They weren't happy. I'll start with that because, you know, my parents were really education focused and I was attending the Ohio State University at that time. So, you know, I was like, I might have to go online courses and still do this. So, you know, I had to make a little compromise. So currently I'm still doing online classes to make them happy. And then I'm here accomplishing my dream.
Is this an NCAA problem? He's professional and he's still at Ohio State.
Let's not go into that.
It's a video game. It's a loophole. It's a video game loophole.
It's unbelievable. We're hanging out with our friends at Mavs Gaming. Dimes has been with us before. So, Dimes, what is the main difference in, you know, the inaugural season and what you're dealing with now and what you have ahead of you?
I think the biggest thing coming into this year, you know, there were a lot of changes just in the aspect of, like this year, right, we could draft any positions. Last year was position restricted, so we can only draft one point guard, one shooting guard, one center. You know, this year we could draft whatever.
Oh, it's like Nelly's running the team. He's put a bunch of guards out there if he wants.
So now we got, like, we got Pete, who's, like, an awesome center, and we also have Grant, who's a starting center as well. So we got, like, a lot more talent around this team than we did last year. So I think that's the biggest thing coming into this season.
Is one of those guys playing at the four? You're between two centers, or what are you doing?
No, so right as of now, Grant is our sixth man. We have Rex, who's our power forward, who's an awesome player, and then we have Sherm, who's our lockdown defender, and that caused havoc for the other point guards.
You have a dude named Sherm?
Sherm.
Oh, that's great.
And we call him the Sherminator.
Oh, so, like, nice.
That's really what he goes by.
And so, what is the gameplay like? How much of it is fast break? How much of it is a set offense? What is the breakdown of that?
This year's game is highly focused on defense. So it's a very defensive game. So the best way is, so there is a lot of fast breaks and fast pace. Like, but you just have to be careful because the game is so focused on defense. It's really hard to score. So, like, that's why you have two ball handlers. Like, most teams run two people who are used to playing point guard or who can make plays. So we got Mo. That's what went into us picking Mo, because he has played point guard. So he's used to having the ball in his hands. He's used to making decisions and everything like that. So I take the lockdown out the way, and then he runs the offense, basically. So it's like I'm just sitting on the wing playing shooting guard, and he's running the offense.
So, Pete, are these guys playing good enough defense up top? Are you kind of having to clean up all their mess back there?
I mean, being the center, I kind of have to have the orientated type of leadership type of defense. Like, I have to be, or I have to know everything that's going on. But we play a really good type of defense. We're very vocal and communicative, which I think is one of the main reasons why our defense is so effective.
Y'all getting a lot of fights and stuff?
Fights? No, of course not. We're very...
Come on. It's okay.
They need the insides.
Mo, who are you getting in a fight with?
You know, Dimes doesn't give me the ball enough. So
Okay, so Dimes, you're the number one overall pick of the whole thing last year, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so when I hear you talk about the front office and you guys are talking about your decisions, it's very LeBronian. I hear we are doing this. We looked at this. We looked at that position. So, I mean, but you deserve to have that type of clout, you know, being the number one overall pick. So who is helping you when you say we? Who else is involved? Is Cuban dropping in? And who's making those decisions for you guys?
So our coach, LT, who we picked up in the offseason, awesome person. We know him.
From Cleveland, you hand-selected him?
This is very LeBronian.
It is.
I mean, it would be nice if he was from Cleveland, but no, he's from Mississippi, okay. I believe, right? And
jump on there, coach.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm LT.
Is he older or they're younger than you, Dimes?
I actually think he's younger.
He got me about 5 months.
Oh,
five
this months? Is awkward. Yeah. Man, this leadership situation is messed up, man.
So, they drafted 3 18-year-olds, so he's good.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So I want to know, like, so are you watching to coach this, you would have had to have played this and been good at it to have anything to offer as a coach. So, but you're not on that level to where, I mean, you're washed up at 24. Is that what makes somebody be a video game coach as opposed to a player?
Not necessarily.
Thumb injury?
Definitely not. I've been playing against players of like Dime's caliber for a long time. We actually started both playing around 2K15 online competitively. Then I started my own like variation of the 2K league with all these players before they were professionals. They was actually playing in my league.
So okay.
I knew a lot of these guys for a long time, so they kind of look up to me at this point because we've been dealing with each other forever at this point.
Yeah,
so. Kind of an owner in a lot of ways too.
Yep.
So, kid, do you have a desire to go back and play?
Nah, not necessarily. I feel like once you're at the spot I am now, you got to pick one side of the fence, and I got my side. And here at Mavs Game, we're doing a great job, so I don't think I ever go back.
Wow, do you throw chairs or anything, or what do you do when you get mad at a player? No Fortnite during your time off? Or
Fortnite restrictions?
Nah, we believe in talking through our problems here at Mavs Game, if we ever do run into them.
Heck yeah. Okay.
Unbelievable.
That's progressive.
They all sound very mature for guys in their early 20s and teenagers.
Way more mature than we were. Yeah. Man, y'all are impressive.
I remember when we lived together and you played video games, all it was arguing over video games. These guys, unbelievable.
And I wasn't getting paid. And I wasn't good.
Oh, we're hanging out with the folks from Mavs Gaming. All right, so Coach, give us a go around the horn here. Start with Pete and then Dimes and then with Mo. Give us a scouting report on each guy from the coaching perspective.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
definitely is going to be interesting. Starting with Pete, going to the draft, we knew Pete was a very vocal and a leadership type player, very similar to what he spoke on before. His defensive mind and inside of the court would definitely give us a thumbs up on all the teams we're playing this season. So that's why we selected him fifth. We felt like if we grabbed him fifth, our defense would be beyond average by that part. And we actually have been doing a great job holding teams to a lower PPG this season.
All right.
Thank you, Coach.
Dimes, stepping into Dallas, I knew I had the best point guard, hands down.
Okay.
From an IQ perspective, I already knew he had what it take to make the offense run fluently. And with us grabbing Pete, we had the defense down. Then we had the number one point guard. Leading us into this season. Like I said, I knew him for a long time. He can score at will. He can pass at will. He truly one of the best 2K players in the world. So stepping to the position, I was happy. I was happy. We got Mo. We needed somebody that would definitely take the lock off Dimes. They spoke off earlier. Like I said, we got Dimes the best around. If we get Mo to take the lock off him, therefore we got our best point guard around that can work and do his thing and orchestrate the offense. So going on to Mo, he definitely been one of the best scorers throughout the whole 2K community for the last 15 years. And a special thing about this kid, Dimes and myself been around since like 2K 13-ish. Mo came in 2K 17, took the community by storm and won what, 16 amateur championships. So when it comes to championship DNA, I got two guards who got it. I got Pete who got 11, 12. Him, Dimes got 15, 16. Mo got 16, 17. I got a lot of talent, so it definitely make my job easier. So,
how about that?
Do you guys? I want to know if Dimes and Mo, do y'all ever square off and go 1-on-1?
Sometimes. What you want to tell the story, Mo?
Tell the story, Mo.
Tell the story, Mo.
I have a feeling Dimes likes this story.
Let's talk about it.
So we played against each other in the 250K tournament, and you know that was when I was coming up, and that was when he was already a known figure. And, you know, we started talking about it. You know, my teammates were like, yo, talk trash, you know. So I started talking trash, you know, I tweet at him, we start going at it. And then, you know, so at that point, it was like me versus Dimes for the rest of 2K. I honestly never thought I would be his teammate coming into this league, coming into this season. And, you know, here we are today. But, you know, I don't want to talk about it, but I ended up losing in the semifinals of the 250K tournament, which he ended up winning. And, you know, he always holds that over me. So.
You have to, but
you have no choice.
But really, during that tournament, like, so we were the two most talked about point guards. So he had his team, which was Island Gang at the time. And I was playing on Steel Trail. I was about to say Breakout. And he scored 44 points, right? This is the game before we played each other. He scored 44 points. So the whole community is going crazy. Like, oh my God, Mo, he scored 44. You know, and then I had a good game where I scored 50. So then they were talking about 50. So it was just like, so we were always like the two most talked about point guards. And then we ended up playing against each other. And it was just a showdown from there.
Well, how many teams are in the league?
in the league, 21 teams.
21. How did one team get the two best point guards? What are the other 20 teams doing or whatever?
Hey, man, I don't know right? what to say about them.
Right? We've only got one Donnie Nelson, man.
They had a lot of first-round picks. They had two first-round picks, 5 and 14. And, you know, I couldn't come in last year, so I came in this year because the age requirement is 18.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, coming into this year, a lot of people picked their players off what they needed from last year. Some needed point guards, some didn't. And I didn't come in as a point guard. I came in as a shooting guard. And, you know, I fell to 14, and they made it happen.
God, that's lucky, man. That's fantastic. Yeah.
We worked hard, though. LT put in a lot of work in the offseason. Like, we started real early, so we were always, like, working and always playing out different scenarios to see, you know, who we would get, and we got exactly who we wanted.
When can we watch these games? How do we watch these games? Twitch? Where are we watching these games?
Yeah, so you watch these games on twitch.tv/NBA2KLeague and also YouTube as well, which is the same. And all of the social media is NBA 2K League, and then you can also follow Mavs Gaming at Mavs GG on Twitch, on YouTube, on Twitter, Instagram, everything.
Beautiful. Well, we'll be watching. Thank you, boys, for coming up. Really, really enjoyed it, man. Anytime you guys want to come up, let us know.
Definitely. Awesome.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. There they go.
That was great.
It's our friends with Mavs Gaming here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.